What's more complicated to understand is a covalent bond. So a covalent bond is, say, the bond between the two hydrogens in the hydrogen molecule or two oxygens in an oxygen molecule. And it can't be that one of them is positively charged and one of them is negatively charged because they're both the same. So it's not a simple Coulomb force that's holding them together. And I want to use now a model of cubic atoms to explain how a covalent bond works. And I use cubic atoms because it's easy to solve the Schrodinger equation for cubic atoms. So I start out with an atom that's a cube, and it's a potential square well. So that means inside the cube, the electron is allowed and the potential energy is zero. And outside the cube, the electron just is not allowed. So the potential energy goes to infinity. Now write down the Schrodinger equation for that case. And inside the cube, it's got no potential energy term. It's just got the kinetic energy term. And outside the cube, the potential energy is so high that the wave function just has to go to zero. So I'll have this boundary condition. The wave function goes to zero on the boundaries. And inside, I've got what's basically a free electron. There's only a kinetic energy term. And then you've seen this problem. You calculate the wave function. And you get these signs in the x direction, y direction, and z direction. They go to zero at the boundary. The lowest energy level is a half a sign. The next energy level up is a whole sign, and so forth. You get higher and higher energy levels. And you can calculate, you can get a formula for the energy levels where the lowest energy level is n is 1, 1, 1 here. And this L is the size of the cube in the different directions. But if it's a cube, they're all the same. And for a cube, then the lowest energy level would be h bar squared pi squared over 2m times 3 over L squared. Right, because 1 plus 1 plus 1 would be 3. So we can calculate the energy of an electron in a box like this. And if I make the box smaller, the energy goes up. This is the confinement energy that I talked about at the beginning of the lectures. It has to do with the kinetic energy of the electrons. So the wave function looks like this in the box. And the kinetic energy, if you look at the Schrodinger equation, the kinetic energy depends on minus the Laplacian. And so you have to take the second derivative of this. This has a negative curvature, cancels with the minus sign. So if I calculate the kinetic energy of this one and this one, this has a higher kinetic energy than that does. It's got a higher curvature, so it's got a higher kinetic energy. If you try to confine the electron, the kinetic energy goes up. This is something I calculated on one of the first days using an uncertainty argument. Okay, so now I take a cube.